This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump heads for the demilitarized zone, dividing the two Koreas Sunday, and a possible impromptu summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump did not mention Kim when he took to Twitter early Sunday to say that his schedule for the day would include a speech to U.S. troops and a long-planned visit to the DMZ. The North's official KCNA news agency quoted Vice Foreign Minister Choi Son-hui as saying that Trump's offer was a very interesting suggestion, but that no official request had been received. Trump and Kim's first meeting in Singapore last year took place in a blaze of publicity and produced a vaguely worded pledge about denuclearization. A second meeting in Hanoi in February broke up without agreement. Earlier, at the G20 summit in Osaka, the United States and China agreed to restart stalled trade talks. As Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports, the new truce offers some relief from a nearly year-long standoff.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make, and I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly. Talks between the two collapsed over a month ago after Washington accused Beijing of pulling back on reform pledges.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump on Saturday vowed to appeal a U.S. judge's ruling that blocks